Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Nadia Lopez.
Hello, Nadia. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear. Let me just pull up your account here. One moment. Okay, so JNN Towing and Recovery, right?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. All right, so I see we have a verification pending. What can we do for you today, Nadia?
Well, that's part of the reason I'm calling. I spoke to Tina in your back office last week, and I explained to her that we're like in the 10th and 12th position on the Google My Business. If I can get it reoptimized, y'all used to put it in the top three because I'm not getting any calls, any work whatsoever. So she had a woman call me, and when they called me, they removed one of my locations and then somehow got it flagged for verification. So what, because I post pictures on my end also. So when I went in on Saturday to add a picture, it said there's a verification pending and it's offline. So none of my my location's not being seen. I re-added my address because she added my driver's address again, the 1324 Longmont, and my address is on Brierton Wells. So for some reason, she removed mine and put Longmont on both locations. So I need help getting it all fixed up.
Yeah, no, I understand, Nadia. I'm so sorry to hear about the troubles here. Let me see what's going on. So it reverted back to the Longmont address, let's say, and we need to change it back?
Well, I have two locations.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly. But one of them, I mean, they basically put both of them under the same address, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And so now it's prompting for verification, which doesn't make sense because she should have never changed it.
Okay. No, I'm terribly sorry to hear about the hassles. I'll talk to management about the situation. In this case, you know, we would need to get the verification done, you know, since Google is already requesting it. But we will make sure that the address is no longer changed, right? So the one that we're gonna keep is 11839 Brierton Wells, San Antonio, Texas, 78254.
Yeah, why? Well, I still have both locations.
Yes. The other one is active, right? Uh huh.
Yeah, the one that they flagged is the Brierton Wells again because she turned it into Longmont, and there's already a location for Longmont. So when she turned it into Longmont, it's asking for verification, and so I re-added my address, the Brierton Wells address, on it.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I'm not getting any work, and usually right now it's usually pretty busy during March, and for some reason there's nothing coming in. I'm not getting calls. I mean, I'm averaging like one tow a day, and it's not working for me.
Okay. No, let's go ahead and take care of that right away. Now, I noticed that you stopped doing Google Ads a while ago, right? You haven't been doing any ads anymore?
No, I haven't been doing them. Even with those, I mean, my budget, you know, I would probably do like 200 a week, and it would get all, you know, quite a bit would get spent in one day, and I would ask, I was working with Shalette. I would ask her to make some changes, you know, like update it, and she wouldn't do that, so.
She wouldn't do it?
I run my own Google Ads on the side.
Oh, you're running it on your end? Okay, no, I understand. Yeah, I mean, in regards to your type of services, as you know, for towing services, I help, you know, a few businesses that are also, you know, with towing. Google Ads, since they're at the very top, we do see things give us a lot of traction, right? Now, if you're running them on your own, or if Shalette was helping you take care of that, I am wondering if you guys ever reviewed the negative keywords, right? The searches that were actually being made. Let me just look into the account here. Because, you know, Google, they give us, for the Google ads, they tell us exactly what people search, right? And, you know, the way to make sure that we're getting the most out of it is cleaning up any searches that are not valid. For example, from the time that we had your ad active, your Google ad, AAA roadside assistance was one of the keywords that got 13 clicks, for example. It showed up 76 times for 13 clicks. Now, many people, they're searching for AAA, right? So in my experience, most towing companies don't want those searches. Now, I don't know if you actually work with AAA. Uh-huh.
We do some roadside, you know, we'll do like the tire changes, jump starts, all that. But no, we're not AAA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, the way you usually make sure you get the most out of it, like we said, is adding those as negative keywords. So next time they search for that particular search, you know, it doesn't come up. And that's how we usually optimize, right? But I see many, many searches that could have been, you know, taken care of. So, at this point, if you're doing them on your own, I would definitely recommend you look into that. If you ever want us to, you know, actively do it, we can go ahead and help you take care of it. But that's on the Google Ads side. Just on the SEO, on the SEO wise, for the Brierton Wells location, in order for the adjustments to go through, unfortunately, we would need that verification. Do you have signage on your your location? Do you have like?
No, it's my home office.
It's your home office.
My home office.
Okay.
Are you able to request a postcard to go out? Because I can do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the picture is outside my house. I don't know if they're. I uploaded a couple of pictures, for it. But I don't know if they're going to accept them. I did it, I think, Saturday.
Mm-hmm, gotcha. Yes, as you can imagine, right, Google, they since there's a lot more users and a lot more businesses trying to get listed on Google, they've been getting, you know, stricter with the verification.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I've been doing it 12 years, so, yeah, it's completely.
There's been too many things. you've been around the block a few times, right? I mean, things have changed.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. So, usually nowadays the verification they ask for a video verification. Now, since when you show the address, you basically let your client go to your location. Right? I understand that usually your type of business, they don't go to your office. They're calling because they need the service, but according to the system, we would need to have signage on the outside of the building. Now, what we do to work around it is we mail you a sign that is not permanent, but it looks permanent, in order for you to actually complete that verification. But we would need to show the sign.
Google.
So Google can pass it. If we hide the address, you wouldn't need any signage. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay, so they don't do the postcards anymore?
No, unfortunately, now they're just asking for the video verification on your account.
Outside the house. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's just let's say a 90-second video where you show them the tool, the tools or some tools that you use, vehicle that you use.
I mean, I have a storage yard down the street that I have my trucks parked at, so that one, like, it'll show, you know, my truck, that it's a whole parking lot. So I'm wondering if I should use that one instead, because that one, you know, it's the actual parking lot that my trucks are parked at.
Mm-hmm. Instead of your house, right? I mean, if we can add the signage that we can send you, right? We basically FedEx that sign to you. It's like we said, looks permanent, but you can take it off at any time. And then just show that sign, show vehicles, documents you may have with the business name. It's a short 90-second video. Right? The workaround is asking for a video call instead, where, you know, it's a live Google representative, and they just ask you to show them, you know, the vehicles, the documents, show them around, you know, show them the sign. So that would be the other option.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I guess for now, you know, with the one I'm paying for, well, I'm paying for both websites, but one of them, y'all still work on optimizing and I guess doing like the weekly ads and the posts. So if there's anything you can help me do to get it optimized, because I was in the 12th position when I last checked it, you know, and it's not really doing anything for me.
It's not doing anything for you right now? Let's see where you're at right now.
No. I'm not getting
San Antonio's tough, right? Let me see where we're at. Okay, how are you doing with your reviews? Let me see. Because I was actually, you know, working, before I got your call, I was working with a sewing company in L.A. Right? So we were going over, you know, performance there as well, right? So basically... Yeah. For example, if we look at San Antonio, right, currently in your address, the Longmont location, you have 44 reviews, right? Now, the newest one we have is from 8 months ago. Now, are you actively asking your clients to get to leave reviews? Are you using the app?
The app?
Uh-huh, the Local Splash app. Are you familiar with it?
No, I don't have the app.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. I mean, I have the app where I log in and I do the update. You know, like I'll do like post on it, so I use the app that way. But
that's directly the Google app, right? Talk about Google.
It's the Local Splash.
The Local Splash app. Well, let me send this over, okay? Are you using iPhone or Android?
Oh, wait, it's an Android. No, it's a Google app.
Oh, okay. No, let me send you the Local Splash app. It's connected to Google. It's actually very, very easy to use. And that way we can, you know, make sure that we're competing in the best way possible, right? So are you using iPhone or Android? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Android.
Android, okay. I'm just going to send you the link to the Play Store.
Is it best to put it, you know, on the same phone that I have your business on Google apps?
Yeah, I mean you could do it either or, right? I mean either way, so it's fine. You know, at the end of the day,
it won't like interconnect.
No, because they're going to the number. They're going to the phone number.
Okay.
Let me know if you got the link.
Let me see. What number did you send it to? The 2131?
Yeah, Send it to the one you're using right now.
Okay. Okay, that'll work. Yeah, I got the link. So it's Local Splash install.
Mm-hmm.
And then get started.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
What do I do? Enable?
Yep.
App permission. What do I do? Why do I need Bluetooth? Right. Phone calls and microphone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can enable it. That's usually when we have the call tracking numbers. But we're not using it for you, so it wouldn't really apply.
Okay, so it's okay if I don't turn them on.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You can turn them on if you want, but you don't have
to. Oh, well, let me turn them back off. That's right. Okay, welcome to Local Splash. Introduce your phone number.
Mm-hmm. It would be adding the 210-718-2131.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm in.
Okay, okay. So this is a local splash app. It's connected to Google, right? So it's actually the best way for us to work together on your business. For example, here you can upload photos, you can request reviews, make it easier for you, right? So, for example, okay. If you hit the three little lines, upper right-hand side, you see a menu?
Yes.
All right, so you hit that menu and you go to reviews, please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now here under reviews, you're going to see a little button at the bottom. It says request review. See it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So if you click on that, you're going to see a little box come up where you just put their name and number, and the email is optional, and then you hit send.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the system is going to send them the invitation to leave a review, including the link.
Okay.
Right? So that's going to help us, you know, climb up the ladder. As you know, you have a longevity on your account that helps you a ton. But, you know, consistency with the reviews, especially in your line of business, that will help us. Okay?
Okay.
Even if it's every once in a while, but that's going to help us boost this up as well. Okay.
Okay.
Now, we do have an automatic responding service nowadays. So, basically, it's going to take into account what the client left, and it's going to respond according within a day. Okay, so the system alone is going to be taking care of those, all right?
Okay.
Wonderful. Now, just to show you, you know, how to upload pictures as well, you know, you can, if you upload them directly to Google, the system doesn't notify us, right? So we can't put them on the website, for example, or the different platforms.
Okay.
So if you can upload them here through the app, it would be much better. You would just need to hit the three little lines.
Uh-huh.
And then you would go to business info. Or business information.
Business info. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Under here, you're going to select media.
Okay.
Okay. And then you can scroll down, and you're going to start seeing some photos, and you're going to see the get or add photos option.
New.
Uh-huh, yep.
Like the plus.
A little plus sign that says new. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that should take you to your gallery.
Yeah, I'm trying to upload one right now.
Okay, okay. Let's test it out.
I don't know if it came in.
Pulling up the dashboard on my head. Okay, just a second. Trying to find the new picture there. But did it let you hit save, or what happened when you try to upload it?
Yeah, the first time it just kind of like backed me out of it, so I just did it right now again. So it looks like it's in there.
Looks like it went through.
It's like the sixth one from the top.
probably still loading on my end. Well, do you see where you can switch locations from one to the other?
Oh, let me hold on, my line screen, 1 second. Okay, hello?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm here with you.
Okay. Some spam. So, let me see, you said I could check both accounts on here?
Yeah. If you go all the way to the top, you should see, it should say something like Towing Service San Antonio, Texas, with a little drop-down arrow.
I see.
Uh-huh, and then you should see the other one. And then, for example, if you go to home.
Yeah.
Right? If you go to home, you can switch from one location to the other. We said, I see where the issue is, why I was trying to revert it to the Longmont address. So we will be correcting that, okay? But you should see all the information there.
I see. Okay, and then, so were you able to see what position I was in on this one, the Longmont?
Let me see. So if I search towing service in your zip in your area, you are number 14 right now. 44 reviews, you're number 14. You're above Alanis Wrecker Service that has 177 reviews. But that's just in this particular zip code. Right now, if we go at all of San Antonio, for example, let's say somebody does a general search, let's see where we're at here. So organically, we're on the second page. So we're between 20 and 40. So if we can push for a few, recent reviews, that's going to be taken into consideration and help us climb up the ladder. Okay. How much are you paying Google to do the Google ads? How much are you doing daily?
Daily is about 30 or 40.
Doing about 30 or 40? Okay. Because I was looking at, the actual exposure that you had when you were running it with Shillette, a few years ago. You were, in the searches that were being made. Right, here we see exactly, where it is being clicked on. So if you ever feel that you need help with the Google ads, help you get the most out of them, we can help you, okay? Like I said, it's a minimum $100, budget to start, but we charge the 25% management fee from whatever budget, you use, okay?
Okay, so it's starting at $100, a budget.
Yeah.
I think it used to be 300, so yeah, dropped it.
Well, since you already have an account with us, right? It's just basically we can turn it on with 100. I mean, the 300 is for us to create the start to begin with.
Okay.
I mean, you know how that works.
Yeah, would I be able to work with you, or do I have to get back with Shillette? Like I said, because I would voice my concerns, and she's like, "Oh no, it's fine the way it is." And I would just be like, I'm getting searches that are, they're asking for other stuff, impounds or, like you said, the AAA calls that I was getting, and I would tell her that, because I've been with y'all for many years, Mm-hmm. You know, so for the while I did run Google, I would notice, like, my calls were not good. They were coming in at time. At times, there was sometimes they were good, you know, but then when they would start, like, the words would start coming in that I would tell her, and, you know, she just kind of didn't really want to do a lot of changes on it. And I know with Google, they're the type that you have to, you know, create new ads and all that, you know, every couple of months, so they want to be changing, you know, all the background algorithms and all that crap. You know, so that's why I was like asking her, you know, to update, and she kind of didn't really want to. So
I'm so sorry to hear that, Nadia. I can definitely take care of this for you. I can absolutely take care of this for you. We can make sure, you know, that we're showing the ad exclusively on the areas that you need. You know, exclude any zip codes or areas that are not, you know, worthy. And, you know, just remove any keywords that are not relevant, right? You know, somebody searched $50 tow truck near me, for example, right? So that when they put a number like that, usually my other customers, they don't like those clicks, right? So, you know.
No, $50 tows were like 20 years ago. We didn't even do it when we started 12 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, but I've noticed, because I've searched towing myself, and I've noticed that Google throws that one out there, you know. But yeah, I would block it, or, you know, I would block stuff like that, or the cheapest towing in town, because unfortunately, you know, we got to pay for Google, we got to pay for fuel, we got to, you know, we can't go with cheapest.
Don't take that into consideration, right? But, you know, very important part. I mean, here, for example, I see over 3,200 different searches that we have, you know, when you have the Google Ads active. You know, things like Geico roadside assistance, you know, it showed up 17 times.
Yeah, we don't do
any. People clicked on that. Uh-huh, okay.
See, we don't do any of that. We don't do any insurances. We just do cash calls.
Yeah.
You know, regular customers breaking down.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I understand. Like we said, I have a few towing companies that I work with. So, you know, I can help you. I can certainly help you take care. I mean, that's not a problem.
Okay. I'll have to discuss it with my husband and see if he wants to restart it through y'all. And then, is there like an extension, or how can I reach you again?
Mm-hmm. So
or
I can
email.
You can email us, or you can text me. I'm gonna say, like we said, I'm gonna send you my information here, so you can, you know, just ask for me. If I'm not available on the spot, I can go ahead and call you back as soon as I am. If you decide to turn the Google Ads back on, then I can set myself as the account manager, and I'll be, you know, actively going over the account, and all the calls would come directly to me, right? If you call in, I'm going to be the primary point of contact from that.
Yeah, that's how it was with Shalette. And every time I called, she was the main one, you know, and I would ask for other people, but they wouldn't really, I guess she was like you said, account manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was probably set up as the account manager, but since we can definitely help you take care of that, since she's not available anymore.
Uh-huh. Okay. That'll work. Oh, so she's not with y'all anymore?
Oh, she just retired. She just retired, so.
Oh, did she? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, any questions? I just sent you my information there, like we said. Just ask for me. If I'm not available on the spot, I just reach back out.
Okay. That'll work. And then if you can, just help me bring up my location for now, and I'll check with my husband this week and see if we can get the Google back with y'all, because, you know, like I said, I run my own ads, but I run into the same issues with a lot of negative keywords that come in, and I'm not getting a lot out of mine either, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that by cleaning up, it'll help you a ton. I will send this out to be optimized, of course. Just please, like I said, if you can help us get at least one or two new reviews on that Longmont location to compliment, and we should see it climb up the ladder.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for your help.
No problem. Nadia, do you have any other question as of right now?
No, that's it.
All right. So in regards to the Briarwell Wells location, should we send the signage out to you? Should we send the sign?
Is there a charge for that?
No. It's no charge. We just want to make sure it's taken care of. So.
If you could send it to me, and then I'll either put it outside my house, or, like I said, I'll see if I could use the storage yard down the street instead, because that one looks like an actual business.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, you can let us know before you take that video, right? I'm going to go ahead and talk to management. I mean, I'm going to give you the free month of service this upcoming month. I'm going to put it on the house just for this issue with the verification. So it's going to be good till May 16th, okay, the 158.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm, no problem. So at this point, do you have any other questions as of right now, Nadia?
No, that'll be everything.
All righty. Well, I appreciate the time. Again, my name is Ruben. You have a good day out there, okay? Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.